entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. And the place to be. The place to be. Thing you do with your ears. All that happy horse shit. Don't forget DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave some comments, ratings, favorable ones, please. And don't forget the Facebook fan page, which is just surprising me every single day. More and more people. We're up to 411 at the time of this recording, and I'm very happy about that. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. And with me tonight, a fellow New Jerseyan, a friend, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Steve. Steve, how are you tonight, buddy? What's going on?
I'm great.
You're great.
I'm great. I'm eating generic craisins. Is craisin a generic term now?
Is that? I thought it was some kind of ocean spray buzzword.
No, local market.
They sell craisins. Look, I don't know. Why not? Why do you got to be different, Steve?
I'm not. They're cranberry raisins.
It's a hipster dried fruit. I don't enjoy the craisin. I don't like when people put craisins in things, muffins, salads. I don't like it.
I just eat them straight up.
Baller.
Oh, good.
So, Steve. Lots of crazy shit going on. Patrice O'Neal dead today. After a long, I guess, what, a month of you know, after having a stroke.
I didn't hear about the initial stroke. I just heard about him dying today. Yeah. I didn't know about any of the...
Does that change it for you, knowing that he had a stroke and it's not just some sudden thing?
No, because you know what? I really am not familiar with, like, anything this guy was ever in. So, yeah. I'm like...
Well, to me,
I'm like researching it, and I'm like, yo, I don't really know this guy.
Yeah, well, like, he was one of my favorite comedians. I saw him a couple times, and you know, I listened to Opie and Anthony for a decent amount of time, and he was on there just a lot, and every time he was on there, he was absolutely fucking entertaining. And I'm not getting choked up; I just can't fucking breathe. Last week we didn't do a show. And this is the reason. I'm still getting over it. Somebody at my my wonderful office decided to bring back some kind of fucking
plague,
some kind of disease from their vacation to Aruba. So some fucking Aruban. Is it Aruban or Arubian?
Aruban, I believe.
Yeah, some kind of Aruban flu. And of course, that, you know, you got to ration your vacation time. You got to ration your vacation time. Floating days. Blah, blah, blah. So nobody wants to use their time off. They want to use it for good things, not for I'm sick and I can infect everybody. They just tough it out. So
yep.
I have whatever the fuck he got, and every time I hear a cough from that part of the office, a little piece of me gets a little more angry. A little more fucking angry. I heard it. I'm like, all right, just fucking stay home. Stay the fuck home. God damn it. It's not like we don't have the facility to work from home. We do.
Modern age.
Work from home. We make goddamn software. You're not doing it every day, but on the rare occasion that you contract some kind of Caribbean disease, work from fucking home.
I'm going to be working from home.
Anyway, fuck that. It's absolutely annoying and inconvenient. But Steve, it's been a while since you've been on as a co-host.
Yeah.
You call in from time to time.
but
yeah, short amounts.
I figured I'd reach out to you because I just wanted to see where you're at right now. It is the holiday season, okay? We just had a nice Thanksgiving. I put my Thanksgiving status on yours. I just said we had a nice Thanksgiving. Like we're a gay couple just starting out in our first place. He bought a lovely runner. We ran it down the dining room table, and then we sucked each other off. It was fucking amazing. No.
Beautiful.
Thanksgiving was great. Right? Yes, no?
Yeah. It's always great.
Is like, it ever? I've never really had a bad fucking Thanksgiving.
Yeah. They're always just, it's like a mediocre holiday. You don't have to really come through. All you have to do is cook a turkey properly and maybe gravy.
I almost hate the people that's their favorite holiday. Because the fucking week after Thanksgiving, all they can talk about is, how great it was. Oh, it was so good. Or how they cooked the fucking turkey. Or what they're planning on doing with the leftover turkey. Oh, I'm going to make sandwiches. There's a fucking original idea.
Wow.
Wow, you mean you made too much food on Thanksgiving? Wow.
Yeah.
You're a fucking crazy man. And you're going to eat it again? It's fucking stupid.
Oh, it's my favorite holiday. Oh, I think I got a little more turkey. I could probably get another sandwich out.
Shut the fuck up. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Absolutely don't fucking care. And it's always, you're right, it's always just, yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was good. Saw some people, ate some shit, napped.
Yep. Go home. Go to sleep. Like
I don't ever remember the excitement of it though. Like even as a kid,
I mean,
think now how you feel about like Christmas, right?
It's Halloween and Christmas. Like Thanksgiving's the big meal in between the candy and more candy and toys.
Do you get excited about Halloween and Christmas still? Like how old are you right now?
31. So I forget. Yeah, 31.
Wait, you forgot your own fucking age.
Wait, 32.
Jesus Christ. What the hell do you attribute that to? Have you just not been asked in a year?
I don't care. You know what? Like, I haven't cared since I was, like, 27.
Like,
I've been forgetting age. Like,
you're like somebody...
At 30. 30 was easy to remember. I'm like, oh, I'm 30.
You're like somebody who fled Cuba. You don't know. You can't pinpoint the exact age. Oh, Jesus Christ. 30, but, I mean, you think about it, how you feel about, like, Christmas now. Right, I mean, it's no big fucking deal. It's gonna come and go, and ultimately there'll be some joy, but there'll be some hassle too. But when you're a kid, you know that day can't come soon enough. It's fucking years after you put down that fork at Thanksgiving. It's a year until you open your fucking presents. It seems so fucking long, and you're looking forward to it so fucking much. Of course, unless you're one of those kids that, you know, you buy a pair of slippers at church. Pull a name off a tree, get him some slippers and a gift card. But I mean, typically you look forward to it, and now I just don't give a fuck. But I never looked forward to Thanksgiving. Yeah, we ate a lot. Yeah, we were all around. Who gives a shit? Such a fucking who gives a shit holiday.
You really like turkey, maybe. If you really like fucking turkey.
But you would just have it every day if you love turkey.
Cold cuts, I guess.
Like you can't just really like something and only have it once a year. You wouldn't really like it. Like you're spending, you know what, 364 other days eating something else, but you really like this one thing.
I guess. I guess some people just want the whole
atmosphere. I get shit on my hands more than I eat turkey in a year.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I can't say the same, but...
Really? You eat turkey more than you get shit on your hands? You never get shit on your hands? Are you that careful?
I'm pretty sure
I am. I'm a shaker. I'm a mover. Sometimes I get a little careless. I get a little careless with my wipes. All right? Listen, don't hate me. Please. Yeah, so fucking Thanksgiving, what's the big attractions? Well, what is it? The food, you watch the parade, the president...
Never watch the parade.
The president pardons a turkey or something?
Yeah.
You never watch the parade, ever?
You know what? Not really. All I've seen of the parade is when one of the floats killed someone. I think it was Sonic the Hedgehog.
I heard about they. You know, I didn't really. I never.
And they came back this year.
I never knew about that until I listened to Geeks of Rage. Have you been listening to Geeks of Rage?
No, actually, I haven't. I feel really sorry about that, and I apologize.
You goddamn should be. You should be fucking sorry about that.
I am. I am very deeply.
I want you to go, fucking hat in hand. What kind of hat? I picture like a knit hat that almost looks like a crown.
Bowler hat.
Those fucking jughead hats. Some kind of fucking just degenerate hat. Put it in your hands and walk with your fucking eyes at the top of your lids and be sorrowful and apologize. Apologize to Veal Chop, Brian, and Mike. It's a great show. Geeksofrageshow.com. Yeah, they talked about how Sonic killed somebody and he's back.
Really? That's great.
This is probably the first time I've ever watched the parade. Amanda is...
Thank you. You too. You're the same way. I never ever watched it as a kid or anything. Like, I know they had it, but who cares? Like...
Amanda loves parades.
Oh, that's right.
She loves parades. And it doesn't matter. Grand scale of the Thanksgiving parade, sure, she loves it. But even the shitty, we have a one little league team and a doctor's park of dentists. She loves that too. I don't know what it is, but she fucking loves it. And every year she watches the Thanksgiving parade, so we had to watch that. That was on. We have one TV that's worth looking at, and that's what it was. So I figured I'd look at it. And I know this is, late, okay? You already got your fucking lights up. You lined up the tree. Oh, move it to the left. To the fucking, the other left. Jesus Christ. Screaming. You have all your fucking decorations up. But you know what? I'm talking about the goddamn Thanksgiving Day parade. Okay? Look, I'm sorry about that. I'm not ready for Christmas. I'm not ready for it to happen. Because I look at it, and I saw while I was getting my lunch today at the cafeteria below our office, they had a little days to Christmas countdown, and I believe it said 26 or 25, but it's in the 20s, and I'm thinking, wow, that goes fast. 20 days is gonna go really. I was planning on putting the tree up in 5 days, so like that's 20
which
days
would turn into at least 7 to 10.
Yes, I mean, like, okay, fine. That's like around 20 days of actual, like, you know, the tree being up and me not being fucking lazy for having it up.
Yeah.
So is it even worth it at this point? I think we still have Halloween shit up.
As long as you get lights on a bush, maybe you have a small tree in your yard.
Yeah, we have some shit I could drape stuff on. We even have decoration. Like, we have shit to put out. I didn't put it out. I spent my weekend raking and moving fucking... Moving logs from fallen trees that happened on Halloween.
So?
A month later.
But was that also a five-day job?
It was like... It was a solid day of work.
Your Christmas tree will be up for spring training.
Well, what I'm saying is... here's what I'm saying. I'm out there raking leaves... I'm out there mowing the goddamn grass. Maybe I want to come in and see a Christmas tree up, okay? Maybe I don't want to see someone pawing at a laptop and saying, when are we going to put the tree up? I'm like, I'm just thinking, you know what? Never. Never. We're not going to have one. Because I don't feel like it ever.
Hey,
I really
you know
don't.
What?
I would
she,
like one.
Is she big on having the tree?
She is big on having the tree. And you know what? To be honest, I am big on having the tree as well.
A live tree.
Oh, fuck a live tree. This isn't a commitment. You got to risk burning your house down, fucking getting needles in the cracks on the floor and never getting them out ever.
So what, you have a fake tree already?
We have two fucking fake trees. We have two trees to put up. I don't know why, but we have two. You know what happened is we needed a tree last year, so we got a tree. There weren't too many to pick from. We got like an archery arrow with a few fucking green fucking branches on it, and a standard set of ornaments, and that was good enough. That was good enough, and you know what? It would still be good for me. But after Christmas, then they all of a sudden had fucking trees to sell. all of a sudden, oh, look, well, we got all these fucking trees. So we found another tree that's more suitable that we could buy and stow away in the fucking attic. But does that mean we get rid of the shitty pipe cleaner? No. The pipe cleaner has to go up too. So we have two trees to put up, wreaths, all this shit. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is going to be 20 fucking days. It's got to be up. And that's it. And then it's done. And then the 2 more weeks after that, before I even think of taking it down. And then next thing you know, it's fucking Valentine's Day. Terrible.
Wait, so you have to put up two? Why don't you just put up the new one that you, you know?
Look, I don't know when it's going to get done, Steve. I don't know what time will permit. I'm not the biggest proponent of the Christmas spirit. I feel it. I do. Oh, I feel it sometimes. But I don't know. I don't get excited by it. Because I know that, I'm going to be working the next day. It's not like when you're a kid and you look forward to, because you get presents and shit and you actually want
the
things.
The day's off from school.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when you're a kid, you actually want things. Like,
yeah,
I have family members ask me, like, well, what do you want for Christmas? Like, we're going to get you something. What do you want? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I asked for a leaf blower last year. I got a fucking leaf blower for Christmas. You know, it was great.
I want a chainsaw. That's like the top of my list.
Right, I don't have one. Yeah, I had to borrow one. I could use a goddamn chainsaw.
See? Like, but I'm like, wondering how priorities change.
It used to be a day where, like, you'd spend half the morning in your fucking disgusting pajamas with the sweater you wore wherever you went Christmas Eve. Like, you'd have you'd be dressed up for Christmas Eve up top and then pajamas down below for some reason. And then you would play video games until it was time to eat something. And then after that, you would run away and play video games again.
Yep.
And I've gotten away from that. I haven't played a lot of video games. And to be honest, you know, talking to people that play a lot of it, listening to shows like Geeks of Rage, geeksofrageshow.com, you hear, like, people having the joy from playing games. And I used to have it, and I miss it. And I kind of want to get
in. It's good. It's good.
It's good? Still?
It's always good.
Is it still good, though? I mean, it used to be good.
There used to be, like, everything you played was cool.
Like, no. No, shut up. No, everything you played was not cool. Back then?
You go far enough back, the more games were cooler. Now
fuck that. Did you ever play Wayne's World for Nintendo?
No.
You had to fight a fucking saxophone with legs. saxophone in the fucking movie. But you had to fucking fight a goddamn saxophone. And Total Recall, the game. Basically, movie-related games were the worst fucking games ever.
And movie and comic book related movies are the worst movies until like 1 year ago.
Yeah. I remember I bought, I liked Total Recall, so I bought the game. Someone bought it for me. Like, I went out at some enterprising 8-year-old. Listen, do you have any copies of Total Recall? I got some coin I'm willing to put down. No, I got it as a gift, and I was so excited to play it. I got to level 2, and I had to fight a homeless man or something. I had to fight a homeless guy who just threw a fucking hat like a boomerang at me. I'm like, this isn't good.
Honestly.
This isn't good. Like, when am I going to turn into the fat lady? When is my head going to explode? Like, when is anything going to happen that's remotely like the fucking movie?
Nope. Yeah. They take dramatic license too on the video games. Like,
of course,
sometimes they do like scripts that like never even made it. And like, oh, just throw it on the video game.
Yeah, I mean, well, the characters, it's an 8-bit. It's got to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. So let's have a guy with a fucking 3x10 pixel rectangle flat top haircut and camo pants always. And that'll be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They did the commercial for that game. I remember it was like the picture, and it looked like the cover of the Terminator, like, VHS video. And
you're like, the covers were always good.
It looked like awesome.
The covers were great. The worst example of that cover being cool and game being shit was, for my 11th birthday, I was given, like, one of those Tiger handheld games.
God.
It was for Contra, okay? The box had, like, this fucking awesome art where like the there was like there were the two soldiers from Contra, and One of them is fucking frightened but ready. The other one is just, he looks like he had a shot of adrenaline in his neck. They both have these huge fucking...
The guy on top, the top guy.
No, right? But it was straight on. They both have these fucking, like, we're gonna fucking kill him! Like, expressions. They're gripping these huge rifles, and then there's an alien behind them looming in the distance. And when I grab this game, which wasn't the standard size Tiger handheld game, it was like oblong. For some reason, it was green and oblong, and basically, like every other Tiger handheld game, you would go up, down, and shoot. Up, down. No, not even shoot. No, all it was dodging things. I think I'm not sure.
That's what most of them were.
No, you know what? This one actually did shoot. It actually did shoot, and you had to kill a little mob. But like they had the.
That's why it was oblong.
Yeah, it was like a digital clock. Every graphic had its own little
alarm.
Yeah, but it was like graphics. So like every character had its own little place that would just light up if you hit the up. And I remember if you mashed your finger into it, you could see all the graphics.
Yep. It would turn on every little LCD.
But it looked so fucking cool, but so fucking shitty. Absolutely shitty. So yeah, don't tell me the old games. Like there were so much better games.
Like, I'm talking like console games, starting at like NES. Like any NES game at this point is fun. You know, for the library versus like the quality, it's like 80% back then. Now it's like 20, maybe.
You think there's a 20% chance of a game being good?
I'm saying versus the volume of different games.
I mean, it might be true.
There's
it might
so
be true.
Many like just. Trash games. It's just like someone's throwing
I guess like, the experience is different because there's the ability to actually get a review of a game from someone who just isn't in your second grade class and says it's awesome. Yeah. Castlevania 2 is awesome. So much better. And it was.
It is.
It was. But Mega Man 2, pretty good. Mega Man 3.
Was the best.
Mega Man 2
was the best Mega Man ever.
It was. It absolutely was. And yeah, I used to play all these fucking games, and now I'm thinking, okay, I have my sister, my mom. People are asking me what I want. They want to get me something. So every year I make a list on Amazon, and I just say, look, just get me whatever. If you want to get me something, just get me one of these things. Because I don't want to think about it. I don't know. I just give it to them, and if I get something, like I put beef jerky on last year.
Nice.
They paid shipping, I think, on fucking, I think, Jack's Links beef jerky.
Oh, that's good. I was about to say if it's really high quality beef jerky, that's pretty cool. But Jack's Links is good, though.
So, but what I'm thinking of, Steve, and you play a lot of games and shit, and you know what's good. I'm out of touch at this point. I really don't know.
You know what? I really don't play any games anymore. I just kind of like go from one game to a different game. Like I won't play more than one game at a time.
Are you the type of player that you have to finish the game when you start it? You got to finish it.
No.
Were you ever like that?
Yes. Certain games where I know it's like within the scope of not like devoting days and nights to do it. Like if you can do it, then, yeah, whatever. But like. If a game is just, you know, dragging on, like Grand Theft Auto, I could never complete anything in Grand Theft Auto with the possibility of just going AWOL and just, you know, destroying everything in your wake. And, you know, you don't get anything done.
Me too.
Like, eventually, Grand Theft Auto, you degrade, like entropy kicks in and you're just like, all right, chaos ensues and that's it. Like, I want to see how many cops I can get on my tail and just die over and over again.
With every release, I get a little further into the story. This is going to be the one, okay? I'm not going to fuck around. I'm not going to just go on killing sprees. I'm going to follow the game. I'm going to see it through. I've never finished one of those fucking games. Never. No. I've never even gotten past like maybe 10 missions at maximum. And then I just lose interest and I just murder everybody.
I think I actually finished the first one. And now the very first Grand Theft
Auto. The little top-down car one?
Yeah, the first and second were top-down. The second was cool, but I never finished it. It was like the first one.
Yeah, the first experience I had with Grand Theft Auto, like the first one, was when I worked at a computer lab in college. I worked at a computer lab, and there were all these just weird people. And I mean, I guess they took computer classes why else would you be there? But they all seemed to be playing games, and one of them was Grand Theft Auto. And there was this, I remember specifically this Russian guy who whenever you spoke to him, he would say he would mention something and you'd ask about it, and undoubtedly he would say it sucks. So but like for but not like he would just say it so emphatically, like in his Russian accent, like
it's not good.
I have to take just take interest and maybe ask me how whatever I'm gonna say is. Like if you're me. You have to take Calc 3.
You have to take Calc 3?
No, you're me. Not yes, you're me. I'm doing the Russian guy.
Okay. How is the take Calc 3?
Fucking sucks.
Fucking sucks. Yeah. Well, fucking sucks.
Yeah, I have Professor McGarlick. Go ahead.
To do what? Who's Professor McGarlick?
He fucking sucks. And then eventually, like you'll work your way around to like, well, what are you doing now? Like, is anything good? Do you even enjoy jerking off? No, it fucking sucks. Well, what are you doing? I'm playing Grand Theft Auto. Do you like it? Fucking rules. That's the only thing. Fucking rules.
It's like 101% right at that response.
The guy just told me everything in his life fucking sucked. Like, no matter what I mentioned or asked him about, it just fucking sucked, except for that game. And I started playing it, and I could see why. You could blow shit up and all that, but whatever. And now it's this huge franchise of games, and I guess the fifth one is coming out soon, and I'll probably get it. I'll probably play 11 levels, or 11 missions, give up, and then just put myself out to pasture in the realms of multiplayer.
Did you play San Andreas? Because that's what, like, the rehashing San Andreas for the new one is what I heard.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's true.
What can you?
What I liked about
San Andreas is that you could get really fat and just eat cheeseburgers.
Yeah, you just go to the cheeseburger joint.
My favorite thing in San Andreas is you could reenact the falling down scene where he's dissatisfied with his hamburger or that he can't that he can't get breakfast. You could just hold everybody hostage in the fucking burger place, and the cops can't come in. In that game,
they stand there.
The cops, like, you just hear it from outside. Come out here, asshole! Like, you're like, no, I'm good killing people. That like, if I go in the back and come back out, all new people to kill. Yep. I think I literally spent an hour murdering burger restaurant patrons.
That's exactly what I'm talking about when I said I could never finish this damn game. I couldn't, like, stuff like that would happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You could dress your character, and like, I had to get him to look perfect, like just like Tupac.
Saints Row. I played the first Saints Row. That was the only one. It was the GTA, like, knockoff Xbox 360 game.
Oh, okay.
And that was, like, the dress-up doll game for, like, GTA. There was all different sorts of, like, ghetto stuff you could do.
And the other thing I liked is that you could have certain skills. Like, you could be better at certain things, like handgun. Yeah. But all I ever wanted to do was just bunny hop over really tall things. So I would get really good with the bike. All I would do is ride bikes in that game. I think I drove a car five times.
Wheelie.
Exactly. I rode a bicycle in Grand Theft Auto for hours, and I got to the point where I could bunny hop on a roof of a house.
Yeah, I used to do that. There was like four houses right by where you could store your cars, and you could jump. There was like a little bridge,
and now
bunny jump onto one, and you just keep trying to pull a wheelie across all of the houses. It was stupid.
And now to take it a little local, anytime I go on the path and I stop at Grove Street Station, I smile a little bit. Grove Street for bitches! The rival gang comes up. It was so fucking good. That game was so good. I think I think what I said was a lie. I think I played more of San Andreas than Grand Theft Auto 4. I think I played more of the story there. But on accident, things would just happen. Like I would just start over and I would start killing people. And then I would say, oh, well, I could follow this car. Fuck it. Whatever. But
see, that's the new Grand Theft Auto is Skyrim. Elder Scrolls V5 Skyrim.
Wait, so this is the new Grand Theft Auto? What do you mean? Like, it's the new popular game? That's what it is?
It's like the fantasy Grand Theft Auto.
Oh. Like, there's so you have the opportunity to do anything you want?
Yeah, and there's ragdoll physics. Do you know what ragdoll physics is?
I am aware. I am aware. You get killed and you tumble. You know, you just things follow like an actual human. Like actually like a ragdoll. If you threw a ragdoll, the arms would fucking fly away. Yep. You'd just flop down like nothing. So you're saying that this Skyrim game, I get it. I make a character.
Yeah, it's like you make a character. It doesn't matter. You can just fly through the character creation because it's okay. Like it's either first person or like, you know, behind you view. So you're not really going to be looking at your face the whole time.
Okay.
But you could spend, if you want, you could spend friggin' 10 hours in the face creation.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do that. But I don't care. I don't care. Like the last time I cared if something resembled
it's like skip.
Was the Wii. Where I spent fucking a million hours trying to make something that looked to make like me, and I think when I played Frank, he said my character looked like it was wearing mascara. Amanda touches.
Oh, was it your eyebrows?
Yeah, I couldn't get any. I didn't have any eyes. I didn't have any of the stock eyes. I have different eyes. But Amanda plays it for 3 seconds, and she's got one that looks exactly like her. Like it's uncanny. It looks exactly like her.
I'm sure there's a female gene for that. Like that's in the genetic code. Yeah. I'm
I can't fucking be bothered. Like right now, my guy looks like a shitty emo band lead singer with his fucking stupid eyelashes and his fucking eyeliner.
Emo band lead
singer. Like, well, my eyes are kind of roundish, sort of. I mean, the only ones that are kind of that shape, they got a little bit of an eyelash, but dang it, so do I. Oh, who gives a shit. So you're saying I should get Skyrim? It's a console game, I guess.
Yeah, 360, okay. PS3, and PC.
Oh, so it's all three.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the question then: Have they finally figured out how to connect the three systems? Can you go on one fucking place as a PC gamer or as a PS3 gamer and Xbox gamer and fucking play somebody from the other system?
You can, but Skyrim on all three is one player. It's not multiplayer at all.
What?
It's a one-player game. It's like Zelda.
Oh, fuck that then. Who gives a shit? At this point, I need multiplayer gaming. I need multiplayer gaming. Why would I want to play that? What do you do? You just get experience points.
Have you played Grand Theft Auto multiplayer?
Yes.
In 4, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you played it before then. You played it before then, right? You played Grand Theft Auto when it wasn't multiplayer.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, but I crave more.
Like, this is like the jacked out, like, this is, it really is fun. Because you could just, like,
to be honest,
murder people. You could become, like, part of the, like, Assassin's Guild. Like,
okay, I kind of like it. Okay, I kind of like that idea. But to be honest, I feel a little fucking skeevy when I play things that are, like, medieval. Or, like, fucking where the weapons are, like, swords and there's dragons. I feel a little seedy.
Did you play, like...
I played Doom. Games like that. And I played,
did you play Doom?
Yeah, I did.
Like a first-person shooter.
Yeah,
Doom.
Yeah, but dude, I'm just a guy with a gun, and who knows what's in front of me?
Yeah, okay? And
I'm a dude with a gun.
Hexen? Heretic or Hexen?
Fuck that! I never played that horse shit. My computer. You know what? That's the attitude I took. It was always horse shit that I would never play if my computer couldn't run it. there'd be no way I could play it. So fucking it's bullshit.
Yeah. Like, I had games like that. I had like CD-ROMs that like I had an external CD-ROM. I'll never forget. It was the most horrible drive I've ever owned because it would play and then stop and then play and then stop.
Fucking sounds like a goddamn string trimmer. It's terrible.
Dude, it was like an F-16 turning, like it was like trying to get off the runway, but it just couldn't. It was just...
I mean, my favorite game of all time is StarCraft. And I like StarCraft 2. One. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay, 2 is all right.
I like it.
It's the same thing. But it's the same thing, though.
But here's the thing. I don't give a fuck about Jim Raynor. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. Kerrigan, dude, Kerrigan is bad. I don't give a fuck about the storyline. Fuck it. I want to play people because I'm hooked, okay? I'm fucking hooked on the feeling of somebody being upset because I won and they lost. I love that shit.
Well, then Skyrim is not the game for you.
Not the game for me.
Stick to StarCraft. Stick
how
to
much is it? How
at.
Much? Because I haven't bought a new game.
It's a $60 game on all.
So they're up
three
to 60
right
bucks
now,
huh?
Yeah.
I remember. I
what
had
do you mean up to 60 bucks now? The original Zelda was 60 bucks on Nintendo Entertainment System.
What?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I bought it when I bought it like in 91 or something.
Yo,
I bought
the
it
day
so late.
Came out? Nope. $60 American, New Jersey, Wayne, New Jersey was $60.
I remember when, I remember when. We're fucking old. But I bought one of the games I had to save for, okay? Because I loved it. It was the Ninja Turtles, the arcade, the second Ninja Turtles
awesome.
Game. Loved Science it. Pro. Played the shit out of it. $47, okay? Had to wait until it was that low to get it. $47.
You had to wait for the price to drop?
Yes.
Like you had the same amount of money.
My parents wouldn't give me that shit. They didn't give me that shit. That you got to work for it. It's one of those fucking life lessons. Give a
and
shit
how,
about.
How did you even check the price at that point? Did you just keep calling like Toys R Us or something?
My mom must have. There's no other reason for us to be in Toys R Us. I remember looking at the price and saying, $47? Can I just... No, you have to save your money. Why else would we be in fucking Toys R Us? I was the only kid that would get anything from that store at that time. My sister was older than me, you know. She wouldn't need anything from there. She's just taking me to look at this shit and tell me that I can't have it. I don't know.
Teaching you a harsh lesson.
It was a harsh lesson. And here I am, baffled that Zelda cost $60. I had no idea.
Yep.
I looked at some games to just throw on my wish list, and I heard that... the Batman game was good.
Arkham City.
And by the way, if you're listening to this and you heard me say the Batman game and you know and you're a little bit fucking pissed off because I didn't know it by name, you know what? You can fucking suck my sweaty fucking ass. All right? I'm sorry I'm not in your world. Okay?
That's why I'm here, man. I'm assisting.
Dude, if you said that at fucking Funfest, you'd get shut the fuck up. Okay? It's the fucking Batman game. You knew what I was talking about. $70, that fucking game.
What?
$70 on fucking Amazon.
All right. You want to hear something pretty crazy?
Wow me.
All right. The new online game for Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Who gives a fuck?
Just saying. We're talking prices right now. If you want to get the collector's edition, $160.
Does anybody give a shit about Star Wars anymore? Does anybody really have any fucking love for that anymore?
I don't think it'll ever end. That's
what do you mean it'll never end? It'll never end. What do you mean?
It's going to be like Gone with the Wind.
Dude, how many fucking Clark Gable enthusiasts do you see now?
But everybody knows about it. It's not
nobody
like...
Nobody likes it. Find me somebody who says...
No, people do. People on Jeopardy.
Nobody's paying $100 for a Blu-ray fucking combo pack for goddamn Gone with the Wind.
I don't think anybody's paying that much for any combo.
Whatever the fuck it is. They're lining up to play to buy this fucking game you just described, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's number one selling game.
I just don't fucking see the blind allegiance to this fucking set of movies. You know what? I'm not one of the people that's, dude, fuck the prequels. Fuck that. You're getting greedy. I enjoyed them.
I like Star Wars.
I enjoyed them, okay? I watched the fucking movies. Yeah. I didn't mind them. I got, to be honest, I really do. I more than the movies, I enjoy the series of YouTube videos where the guy who sounds like he's on drugs and rapes people complains about them. I don't know if you heard this.
No.
There's a guy who he reveals it like Kissel from the fucking Jerky Boys.
Nice.
This is Kissel. As you'll see that George Lucas has the same style of fucking, like, and it's a character, but it's incredible. But anyway, I'm not one of those people that will just go into a murderous rage because a certain character is a little bit too much of a movie. I don't know. They're okay. They're not my fucking... Every thought, breath, and hope. If it's there, okay. I'm not gonna. How many more fucking games do we need? is what I want to know. How many more fucking Star Wars games do we need?
This is only the second online one. They only had one other online one.
They had so many fucking games. They had real time strategy games. They had fucking first person, not even shooters. They had
first person shooters.
I keep saying first person. They had first person swipers. You had a lightsaber or some shit, and you fucking Jedi leapt and fucking did some rolls and shit. I don't know what the fuck it was. Terrible. Anyway, I'm not the one to be talking about this. How did we get on this topic? Christmas? We were talking about Christmas a little bit?
Yeah, $47 for Teenage Mutant.
Son of a bitch! I rolled up pennies for fucking 3 weeks. And I'm like, can I have $5 to buy the game? Gotta save up. But goddamn, I played the shit out of that game. I'll tell you that.
Save April's ass, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what?
Rocksteady and Bebop would come.
I don't remember it, but I know there was a code. You get 10 lives. 10 fucking lives. Imagine that.
Instead of 3. Like, come on.
I mean, you get up to the red foot soldiers, you know, you're almost there. And then you got to fight Krang. And then it's on, bitch. Here comes, which Shredder should I jump kick? I don't know. Maybe I'll do that one. Oh, he's a fake. I'll get the real one now. Fuck you. It was the shit, though.
But that game had no continues or anything, right? That was a straight-up game. That was hard.
Oh, shit, that's right. You know, we're so indoctrinated to have save states and continues.
Yeah.
I almost forgot that. Yeah, you would put a game in and play, and then however far you got. Like, it was a miracle that you could save Zelda. Maybe that's why it was $60. To me, that blew my mind. And like, hold on a minute. I just turn it off, and I still have that fucking sword. Holy shit! And then
I got 9 hearts instead of 3 when I turn it back on.
And then you would get the red ring, and then keep that in one of your save states, and then you would just play again on the shitty one. You'd have a good one where the game is done, so you could show it off if you ever have somebody over, show it off. And then you'd have your shitty one that you'd play, but then occasionally someone would play your fucking Zelda and then erase it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or your battery would die and you'd lose all 3. Yeah.
There were 3? I don't even know.
There were 3 saves that you
could have. All I know is that I wanted to laminate the map, and my mom wouldn't get it laminated, so I used packing tape. I made a clear film by using packing tape. So just in case I lost it in a river somewhere.
Just in case you were ice fishing in Alaska, 8 years old, trying to play Zelda.
I got
to
dive in for my fucking map of Hyrule.
I want to lose my map.
Then I'll be in there. I'll get it.
Where in hell are you, Rule, or am I?
Yeah. Fucking Christmas, man. I don't know. I put a couple Mario games on my list for Wii. I enjoyed that series, but I'm just not in the spirit right now.
Mario's always good, though.
Yeah. At work, I've noticed that there are people that are in the holiday spirit. We all have our little cubicles, our little fucking just desk pieces that we sit at with our cloth panel walls and various shit pinned into it. And I came in one day and the guy next to me has fucking Christmas lights up. And to me, it's fucking... That signifies the end of wanting.
Yep.
You put those fucking lights up. Like, you have a cubicle. You have a cubicle so that you could realize that having a cubicle sucks and you want more than this. You want more than that. You want to
decorate it beautifully.
You want to be somewhere else. You want to have a fucking office. You want to open up your own branch and run it. You want to do big things. But the minute you sit at that cubicle and you start stringing lights, it's like, well, may as well make the best of it. Ho, ho, ho. That's what it is. Somebody's got a little tree on their desk. So I saw another guy put lights up. It's like it's fucking spreading. Like an illness.
I've never even heard of that. A hopelessness, mini tree on your desk.
Hopelessness is spreading. Well, just like, you know, like your grandmother might have at a... next to a bowl.
Actually,
of hard,
you know what?
A bowl of hard candies.
Dude. Oh wow, you just nailed it 100%. Like you said, your grandmother might have it. My grandmother had a porcelain
tree with holes and like the little clear lights pushed through.
Yes,
exactly.
And they were about 2 inches long.
Guess who the motherfucker is with the goddamn porcelain tree? It's the 67-year-old fucking walking cardigan with the Aruban flu. Piece of shit. Piss me the fuck off.
Well, that's my grandma that you said earlier. My grandmother's doing well. Yeah, that's my grandmother.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah,
by the way, I officially don't know what Facebook is for. I don't know what it's for. I've said it before. I've ranted about it.
Mental diarrhea.
Is it what it says it is? Is it a way to keep in touch and keep tabs on people? Is that a viable way?
Well, from your childhood.
can you maintain a friendship on Facebook? Is that possible?
Yes.
How? No. What do you do? What do you do? Do you write things on it? Do you comment? You click thumbs up on their little pictures and shit? Is that how you do it?
No, it's a way to keep up. I'd say keep up is a good term.
Okay, so this thing that's been
like
lauded,
someone says
this thing that's been
that
that's
be
been
perfect.
Called the this such a great tool for maintaining relationships.
Well, I don't know about that.
You can't use it as that is what I'm getting at, right?
Like
you still got to see people. You still have to call people, right?
Like, all right. Here's the thing. Sometimes someone will say something deep. And, you know, whatever. It'd be like, all right, cool.
You okay, bro? You okay, bro? Like,
they'll post something that you'll relate to. You'd be like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
But you're not going to talk to them because of that, ever. Like,
no.
And then you'll talk to people that'll put, like, the most retarded shit up. And you'll be like, wait, I talk to this person all the time. I wish they would just stop.
Yeah. My thing about it is.
This person?
If this is the way it's going, where we have these sites and people actually use them and we can communicate on them, there's got to be a point where you either go all in or you just fucking say, fuck this, it isn't for, it's not good for any of that. Right? So if you go all in, it's got to be an acceptable means of keeping tabs on somebody. So as to say, if somebody happens to get into a car accident...
What?
And you see that they're in a car accident and you find out they're okay and
it's
you
all good.
And you communicate a little bit by giving them some jokes and say hope you feel better on there. That should be enough, right?
As long as there's no repercussions, no immediate repercussions anyway.
What do you mean repercussions?
If someone took offense to that, they would take offense immediately.
Like, wait, what do you mean take offense? Like, take offense to what? Like, you hear that they're in a car accident. You actually not... No, you don't hear.
Support for them in their time of need.
Yeah. So let's say somebody gets into a car accident, posts a picture of themselves on a stretcher on Facebook.
And you notice
And then a few comments down, someone says, everything's fine. And then you write, hey... Glad to hear you're okay. Is that enough? Do I have to call the person? Because if I want to go all in on this Facebook thing, I don't know. I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Let's say you're in a car accident, Steve. Okay, you just got into a car accident. And
was I in a shootout with cops?
No. Somebody hit your car, and you're being taken to the emergency room, and. Mm-hmm. Let's say we're better friends first.
let's say we're friends fuck more often.
Yes.
All right.
And
gotcha.
Then let's say a lot of comments, people reaching out, you okay, blah, blah, blah. I post the comments as, hey, glad to hear you're okay. Are you going to be mad I didn't call?
I'm going to be very thankful you said anything at all.
Yeah. See, what I'm...
What are you supposed to do?
Here's what I'm alluding to.
Are you supposed to be patrolling Facebook 24/7? Like, if someone doesn't reply to something within like 7 days, dude, what do you expect someone to be on Facebook like that often?
So for those of you who don't know, our friend Frank was involved in a car accident. Now keep in mind, the way that all of us found out about this is because Frank posted a picture of his feet from atop a stretcher. Which usually people that are involved in a serious car accident and are injured probably won't do.
He was also wearing white shoes.
He was also wearing nurse shoes, which means he's probably okay. And he had both of them on. He had both of his shoes on. Yes, the shape ups. So here's my thing. I find out about this by seeing his picture. I read the comments, and I see, oh, Frank is okay. So I make a joke and I say, feel better. I posted a joke and I gave some kind of sentiment that said either feel better or glad you're okay. One of the two, I think they're of equal standing. Okay. I make a couple more jokes. I noticed that he thumbed up a couple of them. So that means he approves.
Oh, really?
Thumbed up a couple of them.
Oh, that even adds more.
So that was on, I think, Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure when it was. I don't remember. I called Frank yesterday after work, just to see how everything's going. Because I noticed his car was totaled. I saw another picture. And, he's going to be getting a new car. Wanted to see what's up. I called him. And this, just you again, pretend you're me. The whole mission is to see how I'm doing. You just called me up. Yeah. That's Frank. Yeah.
Frank says,
I go, hey. How you doing? Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Like that. Okay. Really, really, really short, right? So,
okay.
Yeah, why are you calling? So here we can stop play acting because you're not gonna fucking know what I've said because you weren't. It wasn't a conference call. There's no way you could have known. So I just said, I called to see how you're doing, dude. The fucking accident was a week ago, dude. You could have called. Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm calling late. I don't know. So it's just bizarre to me. The minute I like.
So he made you. He said calling late. Like that was.
I guess I didn't. I didn't reach out in his. In
was
his
that
time
a term
of need.
Used?
No. I think he basically insinuated that because he said that the accident was a fucking week ago. But like I didn't say like, hey, tough accident, huh? Or like, how's the car? I said, how are you?
Hope you get through this one.
Like, so we're not at that point where we can rely on this shit to communicate. Like, because people, I guess, have some kind of expectations with friendships that I just don't understand. And I'll probably never get in my lifetime. I'll never understand it. So I eagerly await a time where we can all agree on what the fuck we're going to be using to communicate. Is it all phone? Is it all phone and letter? Do we have to see each other face to face? Share a goddamn cheesecake? Can we send
like
a couple
cheesecake.
Texts? I don't know. I just don't know what it is. And eventually, to be honest, I was just calling to see how he was. Wanted to see, interested in what kind of car he's gonna get. But it got to the point where he's like, where I said, you good? Yeah. Okay, so everything's good? Yup. So I'm like, all right, well, see you later. Just hung up, and that's it. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck?
Well, he's got to be fuming mad at you, too. You didn't say the right words.
I guess. Look,
you didn't
I don't
say
know.
The flowers were in the mail. And
I can't say anything mean about the guy. I can't. Cause,
no,
I mean,
I know.
To Frank, be honest, he's a good dude, but I don't know what the fuck he's expecting.
His expectations are just way too high of everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he got a lot of calls. I'm sure a lot of people did the right thing. I thought I was doing an okay thing by checking in on him. Apparently, it wasn't timely enough.
I figured he'd like the comedy. you know, like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, his white shoes after Labor Day, ha ha.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
like,
well, to be
injured and hurt.
To be completely honest, I would have liked to have, you know, heard what the accident was like, you know?
And he didn't say anything. He's just like, all right.
Dude, you fucking missed the boat, okay?
And then the next thing I saw.
You missed the boat, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll find out. He'll tell us. What's love for Frank? Frank actually, not last week, I guess 2 weeks ago, said he didn't hate me.
He always claims to hate you, and he calls you Stephen LARPer. He doesn't like the name Steve the LARPer. He calls you Stephen LARPer as if it's your last name.
I know. That's fine.
But he claimed he didn't hate you. When was that?
Not too recent, or not too long ago.
How does that even come up? How does someone just say, you know, Steve, I don't hate you? How does that even come into conversation?
Because most people, like, get to know me by hating me, I think.
That's true.
Like, oh, look at this asshole.
That's true.
You know,
true.
Like, that's how I come on, I guess, when people initially meet me, that I'm just an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think initially I thought you were an asshole.
See?
I know that we had a history class in college together. And the professor thought you were an asshole, kicked you out, gave you a C with six minuses.
Lightning man.
Like, it's not even possible to get a C with, like multiple minuses are bad. Like, it's just very negative.
Yo, this guy started in the upper right and ended in the lower left with the minuses on my paper.
The guy was actually a really hardcore asshole.
No, great. Yo, that guy was great.
I know. I liked him. I did because he criticized somebody because I guess they didn't answer some question right, or they didn't turn a paper in or something. And he's yelling at this kid. And he goes, you know what? You want to fail out of here and work at Kmart like a loser or whatever. And someone stands up and goes, my mother works at Kmart. He's like, well, maybe she should have studied.
Yeah, that guy.
What an asshole! Oh, god damn it!
He didn't come to class with anything. He just like start pulling stuff out of his sweater vest.
Yeah, yeah, he had like
he brought the sweater vest.
I'm yeah, like, I remember that guy. Yeah, his name was Professor Bison. Something. I don't know.
Bison.
Yeah, like M. Bison. I don't know.
Yeah, M.
And
Bison.
He would show up with nothing. Like no, not a paper. Like usually you have a lecture. You kind of have an outline. Maybe you have something to hand back to somebody. The guy would show up with his glasses and tell us about fucking herpes. It's supposed to be European history. He's telling
early
us,
modern Europe.
Yeah, he was telling us what happens to the brain when you get syphilis.
And he would spend like 89 minutes of 90 minutes of a class talking about syphilis, yeah. And then he's like, yeah, King Henry, this
and they opened his skull and a black smoke came out. Yeah, here's, by the way, kids, those of you listening, maybe you're looking forward to college, keep in mind, I remember this distinctly, one day at early modern European history lecture,
yes.
A young Steve the LARPer with hopes and dreams showed me his brand new Diamond Rio MP3 player. Ten songs in one place?
Little Jimmy Rhodes got me that.
Yeah, Little Jimmy Rhodes. Sketchy past.
From one of his former employers for a Christmas
present. Should we talk about this? I don't think his employer is even around anymore. But let's just say...
I think they're out of business.
Let's just say nobody beat them.
Nobody beat these guys. Not even Grace Getty, but it wasn't.
Nobody beat them except for Jimmy, who would buy the biggest item that they sold, like a popcorn maker.
Whoever had the biggest box.
Yeah, he bought a popcorn stand once because they just had it for whatever reason and filled it with fucking Diamond Rio players.
Jimmy was like, yo, here's memory cards, here's video cards. I'm going to fill this box.
He had no concept of how fucking illegal the shit he was doing was. And keep in mind, I like how we're describing this theft, but we're still using his full name. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Jimmy Rodman.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Jimmy Rodman, it's okay.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Where, so I don't want to fall into the trap of decorating my cubicle. I don't want to have that much spirit that I have to use it to be complacent. Which is what the minute I see that shit, I see like permanent looking photo arrangements, personal belongings at your desk, like you're there. Like you're there now. That's where you're going to be. As long as they'll have you.
Is that as bad as decorating your locker in high school? Like if you put shit, like pictures and shit.
I just drew on it with markers.
Yeah, me too.
And then somebody, like I drew a face of like some home. I drew a homeless dude.
I just drew patterns. I patterned out of my locker.
Just took DMT and just fucking started drawing patterns with highlighters.
Yep.
Stood there for 10 hours. Nobody asked. Nobody interrupted me.
I went to the weight room on guanine.
Oh, I remember how I was locked inside, but I could still see because the light came out of my eyes. I just drew a homeless guy on the inside of my locker in high school, and I remember someone turned his nose into a penis, and it was Sharpie, and I don't think they had the resources to paint over it, so it might still be there.
Nice.
It might still be there. Anyway, Steve. I'm at an age now. As I said before, Christmas is gonna fly by, and it's just gonna seem like more of a hassle than more of a joy.
You're a year younger than me.
Call it Grinch. Call it Grinchdom. Call me Grinchy. I enjoy Christmas, but you know, I'm at an age where, who cares?
No, you know what it is? Like at this point, like every year, you experience another aspect of Christmas.
Explain. I like where this is going. Go ahead.
No, when you're young, you're just like, Christmas, all right? Like, you're a baby.
It's magical! Right. There's a magical man with a bag that can fit everything in it, and he sneaks into the house just to give us little gifts, and it's magical! And then what happens? You find out,
all right, this is all bullshit.
The magical man
an atheist.
Doesn't exist. It's just your parents, or, you know... You know how my family did it, the whole Santa Claus thing. Like they didn't just sit me down and say, "Hey, look, Santa Claus doesn't fucking exist." We just, you know, you figure it out eventually. But for some reason, when I was a little, I kind of believed, and I was little, and then I kind of didn't believe, is because I noticed that there would be gifts from mom and dad, and then there would be gifts that said from Santa, but it's the same handwriting.
And the same
wrapping paper. Man, this guy fucking Santa's really cutting some goddamn corners. Using my mom's fucking wrapping paper.
Santa was helping us wrap. It was all our wrapping paper.
I think my sister was 15 and actually asked my mom to not stop with the Santa gift. Like she felt, I guess it made her feel like the magic of Christmas. Like she said, just make sure that there's at least one from Santa. Like, she's fucking in high school.
She needed that one gift.
Like, her friends are probably, like smoking drugs at this point. And she just needed a Santa gift. I don't know. I remember my niece, I think last year, made a big announcement. She's like, guess what, guys? I'm like, oh, shit. Pregnant. 13. No good. I no longer believe in Santa Claus. Like... Okay, great. Good. Wonderful.
Was she the youngest there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, she was the youngest one there, and it was like this big relief. Like, she no longer believes in Santa Claus. Like, for her dad, it's kind of like a, you know, it's a step.
He made
like,
up his shoulders. He doesn't have to creep.
I think it was more like a bittersweet thing. He's like, well, you know, that those days are gone. I'm never going to be Santa anymore. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's good. She's like, yeah, I know. I started to know for some time. I'm like, yeah, well, when did you figure out the tooth fairy wasn't real? And then his eyes opened really wide, and he started shaking his head. For some reason, I guess he was
the
still...
The tooth fairy was still real.
He was under the impression that she still believed in tooth fairy. And he goes, she used to think he was real until now. I'm sorry.
He put that right on you.
I'm like, and I said, wait, don't you have all your adult teeth now? Like, what are you holding out for? How would you not know? Like, how do you go through all your baby teeth and not figure it out? I don't know. Like, there's some really creepy ideas that we put into kids' heads just to get a dollar in a fucking wrapped up Nintendo game.
I really don't think I ever, like, didn't think it was my parents.
You never actually believed in a Santa Claus? You were that kid? The heartless kid who's like,
I don't know. No fucking Santa. I don't know if I did.
Like the holiday. It's like, it's like the holiday.
First memories.
What? The Grinch?
Yeah. Like, there was no Santa Claus in that whole thing.
Wait a minute. There was a Santa Claus, wasn't there?
Yeah, he got jacked.
Yeah, he stole it. But I mean, I think the underlying theme is that, yes, there was a Santa Claus in the Grinch. But you were that kid who was like, no, dude, there's no fucking Santa Claus.
I didn't tell
you,
anybody.
You were like the holiday season atheist. Like,
yeah.
Like those kids turn into like fucking, you know, atheists that are like stand at the podium and tell you that you're wrong.
No, but I'm like, I wasn't going to disagree with it. Like, okay, there's a holiday, I got toys. I'm a little kid.
I remember one of those kids telling me when I still believed, I don't know, I was maybe seven, something like that. He's like, dude, there's no Santa Claus. I'm like, yeah, he is. How's he get in your house? I'm like, he comes into the chimney. And he's like, yeah, I live in an apartment.
Oh, shit, world just turned
I'm like,
up.
Well, I'm sure he has, there's a vent.
He creeps in like a gremlin.
I live in an apartment. Oh. Do you got no wood-burning stove in that apartment or something? No? Okay, well, listen. It's not Santa for you. You need a fucking chimney.
Dude, like, 1984 was like the Gremlins and Ghostbusters, all that shit. Like, how could you believe in, like, this fake-ass shit like Santa Claus?
You mean the Gremlins wasn't real? I couldn't go and have a fucking smoky-eyed Asian man smoking a long pipe give me a creature in a box that no. I can't get wet?
Not after midnight, man.
Grandfather! No, grandfather!
Mogwai.
Yeah. What was the fucking song? I don't know. The little dumb whistling thing that it did. What an annoying fucking pet. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. Oh, yeah. It's a pet that you can't get wet. It has to only come out in the darkness. And it makes annoying noises from inside a box. You can hear it through.
Six of you.
You can hear it through a box as insulated as a casket. That's how fucking noisy this thing is.
It's got extremely creepy eyes.
Oh, and by the way, it could ruin your entire town if it gets a hold of a Snickers at 12:01.
Some fried chicken.
Absolutely shitty. Steve, it is the holiday season, and, you know, more and more we're getting distributed. Our families are moving out. They're very hard to keep in touch with. But this wonderful thing called the internet, which is now ready for prime time, by the way, for socializing and keeping track of your friends. It's ready. We're ready to use it. And the tool that we've decided to use, Steve, ICU2. That's ICU, the number 2.com. What is that, Steve? What is that URL?
ICU2.com.
ICU2.com. Free to try, motherfuckers. Go there. Give it a shot. See what you can do with it. You can be face-to-face.
It could be great.
From any place. Face-to-face, it could be great from any place. Just turn on your goddamn webcam, point it at your fucking grizzled face, and somebody else will do the same, and you can say, hey.
What's up?
And they'll go, sup. And then you'll have a connection, and you'll have a friend for life. All right. Friend for life, ICU2. That's ICU, the number 2.com. Don't fuck around, people. It's the way to go. The absolute
That's
way
serious.
To go. I took Teddy to the dog park. We had a nice weekend up here in New Jersey.
Good.
So I decided to take him out to the dog park. It's always an ordeal. He's not the most well-trained dog.
Does he shit once he gets there? Like, he's like, holy cow, shit.
He'll definitely shit while he's there, but no, his first instinct is always random. It's either I'm going to run to a ball, I'm going to run and just sniff the perimeter of the fence, or I'm going to run to a dog that I'm interested in. and you never know which one it is, and there's always a moment of like, oh, shit, what's going to fucking happen now? The minute you click that leash, and he's off. And the first thing that he did at the dog park was run towards this little black dog, little fuzzy black dog.
And immediately try to impregnate it.
And I said, no, Teddy, no, no, not now, not now, not never, no, no. Pull him away. And he does some other shit. I throw one of the random tennis balls that are there. You never need to bring one because there's always one there. You just take it, you throw it. And I'm like, oh, let me go grab a shit bag. I'm going to go grab a shit bag. They always got them there too. It's pretty nice. You go there, you don't need to bring anything. People,
really?
You bring a bottle of water, maybe a little bowl so you can drink out of, but usually they have water, they have bags, they have tennis balls. And I go over to the little bag stand where they have the spool of plastic bags and the place to dispose of the shit. Empty. Empty. Go to the other one, empty. All empty. I look at my dog taking the biggest shit of his life, a human-sized shit. And people are looking at him.
Human-sized.
And you don't want to be the person that doesn't pick it up. So now I'm like pulling at my pockets, like, you know when the Monopoly guy on the community chess card indicates that he's broke? He pulls out the inside of his pockets. I'm basically like that. I have nothing I can
just
do.
Just that guy without the monocle.
Some dude, without even looking at me, he's sitting on a picnic table staring at his iPhone. He's like, dude, here you go. And he opens
it. He's
about
to take a picture?
He's staring at his phone, like playing an app. I don't know, playing Fruit Ninja or something. And he just takes his hand off his phone, grabs it back. He's like, here, take it. Just take it. Take it. Take it. Come on, take it. And then he goes back to playing whatever app he was playing with. He gave me a bag, and I kept it because if he goes again, I have to pick it up. So now I have a bag of shit that I have to hold on to so that I can pick up more shit in the event that he shits. He might not shit for an hour. But then again, he might. So I have to have something to pick it up with.
I would have left at that point.
I put the bag down somewhere so that I could retrieve it if I needed to. As I put the bag down, I turn around, and Teddy is on top of this fucking black dog. I go run over to him, and the guy standing next to him.
No, Teddy.
No, Teddy. No, no, no. The guy goes, jeez, what is he trying to get some action? And I look at him like, I think he's just playing. He's just playing. I think Teddy was like, he was breaching one of the holes. I couldn't tell which. I didn't bother looking, but they didn't hook asses yet. So I mean, he was able to be removed. You know the term hooked asses. Are you familiar with that term?
I can assume. I'm not really familiar, but
well, when two dogs, when a dog gets an erection,
when they start doing circles,
when a dog gets an erection, it doesn't go down till they fucking and starts fucking. It gets stuck. Like there's a locking mechanism, and they don't unhook until the dog loses his erection. So you
can
either throw a bucket of water on him and shock the life out of him until his little dog dick shrivels and goes flaccid.
Oh my God!
Or you let him complete, do his business, and then fucking, you know, cool out. Well,
if someone actually did that to a dog, I would be so angry.
Let's just say that I learned the term hooked asses from my dad, who described this as a man who has thrown a bucket of cold water on a dog before.
Oh my God.
Being fully aware of the thermodynamics of a penis, Steve, you know it doesn't go from hard to flaccid at the click of a button. It's a process. So you throw this cold water on a dog, they're still going to be attached, but they're going to be frightened, so they want to run away. One is going to run one way. The other is going to run the other. And they're still attached. So the dog basically has his dick tucked under his balls, and it looks like they're hooked at the ass. So Teddy didn't get it stuck in. I didn't have to dump water on him. He didn't hook asses, but the guy with the very effeminate voice who asked me if he was trying to get some action promptly took his dog and went into the smaller pen by himself. He took his dog, who was probably having a great time with all the other dogs, into a rape-free zone so she could just play by herself.
Play with this ball. It's better than that dog that wants to rape
Just stay away from the other balls. They're so bad.
And so I'm watching the dog, and I'm actually amazed. I'm glad the guy went off on his fucking lonesome to his essentially a living room with grass on it. It's just him and his dog, and he may as well just be in his own house right now. But it's outside, whatever. So I'm looking at Teddy, and he's behaving. He's actually being good. And I for some reason, I look, and I see that, all right, there's a fucking pit bull coming. Like, there's a couple, and they have a pit bull, and they're about to enter the fucking dog park. And I'm like, this is not going to be good. I get near him, and I start to clip the fucking... the leash, and I have his my hand on his collar, and I'm trying to get the fucking thing on, and I hear the first gate open. They get into the little dog park vestibule. They shut it behind them. I hear the second gate open. I still can't get this fucking leash thing, and it's
what is it, a portcullis for dogs?
You don't like when you go into the dog park. The idea is you get into this little area, and then you open the door so that if any dogs run out, they don't get out
Calm
of the fucking
down.
Fence. They don't get out of the fence. So you have a barrier door.
Gotcha.
But as soon as that inner door opens, this fucking pit bull starts charging at my dog. Charging! But I look. And I'm
fuck, Teddy!
And I clip the leash. And the dog comes over and tail's just going so wild. This dog is so fucking friendly. Jumps up, licks me. You know, sits down, gives me the paw and all that. Teddy lunges at the fucking dog and starts growling and barking and tries to bite the fucking pit bull. And I'm like, holy shit. And the owners come by and like, he's such a great fucking dog. People are normally scared of the pit bulls. They're not scared of like the little guys, you know? It's crazy. And I get a good whiff and I'm like, oh, I know these guys fucking deal. I know what you guys are into. If you didn't look it with your fucking your jeans that have a camo print on them and your fucking your poncho, they definitely smelled like weed. They just fucking reeked of weed, and they're just going like, I'm just a fan of the breed. I'm just a fan of the breed.
Oh,
and,
God.
And I'm like, God damn it, this fucking dog is great. This fucking pit bull.
Yeah.
People fear getting their fucking necks chewed out by him, but this fucking dog is so great. And there's something about these goddamn stoners that like the shit they're into has been proven to not be good for you, but they have a way of just making it look so fucking enticing. Like I'm thinking, you know, dude, maybe I'll get a fucking pit bull. And I could barely train a cockapoo not to fucking bite me.
I can go right in this pit bull.
It's a nightly occurrence that I have a standoff with my dog. He's 23 pounds. He strips his fucking teeth. He's snappy. Stripped his fucking teeth, Eric. He's snapping at me.
What does he get mad about?
Because he'll take something from me, like a sock or a pack of hot cocoa or something, like off the table. Like he actually is fighting
he's
for
like,
poison.
Damn you, my fix.
He's fighting for poison that he wants to eat. Like I'm trying to not let him die. He can't eat that shit. He'll die. He'll get worms or whatever. They'll fucking just drop dead from anemia. And and if you don't give him a treat, he'll fucking lunge at you and tear your shirt or bite you in the knee. He's a piece of shit. And every time I get him on his back, I choke him. I go, no, no. And I yell at him.
So and he probably starts laughing like a dog. He's like,
no, he tries to fucking buck out of it. He tries to kick out of it like Hulk Hogan at fucking Bash at the Beach. And
does he get his paw jiggling in the air?
No. And eventually I say, you be a good boy, after yelling at him and fucking choking him. You be a good boy. I would never be a good pit bull owner, but these people are like, yeah, dude, I'm just a fan of the breed. And I'm thinking, dude, I could fucking
own. They smoked the shit out of that pit bull.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the pit bull's just like, yeah, where am I?
they feed him whatever, and everything that they eat has fucking pot in it.
It's just cans of pot brownies.
Like I've never smoked pot. I've never eaten pot. I've never done any kind of a drug. But I'm just enticed. I'm like, man, maybe I could live this carefree to just look like I work at a gas station and maybe smell terrible. What's that?
Maybe for 45 minutes to an
Yeah, and then you wake up and you have a fucking a wild animal that's untrained because you're too high to fucking get him to sit and not bite you. Because
you got all fucked up and you're like, yo, yes. I should buy a pit bull.
Exactly.
Then the pit bull is just gnawing all of your limbs off because you were doing
it's work. From the earth, dude. Yo, it's from the earth.
Yo, this guy's just got to do what he's got to do.
It's nature's child, too. It's nature's child.
Yo, if he's eating my digits, it's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking pitbull. But it was a really goddamn well-behaved dog. Yeah, maybe they fucking blew smoke in its face every day.
Yo.
I don't know.
Pitbulls are smart. They're like, you know, they're like beagles or Jack Russells. They're like, they can all be angry, pissed off ass dogs, or they could be really smart.
Yeah, but they're all built like as far as dogs go, they're
just
built
like tanks.
They're built like the prisoners that have no way of getting out of jail. They just fucking all they do is pump iron. They have fucking they're born with muscle.
Dude, they like if you ever saw a chihuahua or
what?
Beagle, a chihuahua.
Chihuahua. You said chihuahua.
Chihuahua, chihuahua.
At my last job, there was one of the bosses was obsessed with maps, and there was a map of the United States and then Mexico and Canada. And one of the girls I worked with said, what a weird place. I walk over to the map because I'm bullshitting at this point. I don't want to do anything. And I go, what place? Chihuahua. I don't know. Who would ever want to go to Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
And I look at her. I go, you mean Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
And she goes, ow.
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 Let's go to Chihuahua.
Who want to go to Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Anyway, yeah, fuck it. All right, Steve. I got to say thank you very much for being a part of the show. And maybe we'll do this again sometime. All right?
Yeah.
And, okay, thumbs up or thumbs down on Skyrim? Yes or no? Should I? For me.
Yes, because you played Grand Theft Auto when it wasn't multiplayer, and you liked it.
All right. If any of my relatives are listening to this, you're going to duke it out. There's a $30 Wii game, and there's now going to be a $70 fucking Xbox game on my wish list.
How much do you love pick? DJ New Style? How much?
How much what?
$70 or $30.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Let them pay. I'm wishing. I'm making wishes. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much. DJNewStyleShow.com. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Leave a comment and leave a rating. It really, really helps me. It just makes me know that you're listening and liking. And if you don't like, let me know. Let me know what sucks. Steve, do you have anything that you want to say?
The Nords will protect Skyrim.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good week. By the way, if you're listening live, stay tuned for Chat Roulette. I'm going to be fucking around with some people on Chat Roulette. I hope you stick around and enjoy it. Thank you.